I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and at Radio St. Pete this week, we are celebrating Lunar New Year. If you're seeing an overabundance of red, the fiery you is going to be on display a lot in the coming days. Marking the first new moon of the lunar calendar this year, the Lunar New Year, celebrated by many of our Asian friends, falls on January 29th. It kicks off a 15-day spring festival. Celebrations vary depending on the country or region, but there are a few common traditions, and this is the year of the snake. By the way, I'm the year of the horse, and very proud of that. Chinese New Year is one of the most important holidays in Chinese culture. And here in Tampa Bay and St. Pete and Pinellas County, many of the Asian restaurants, Halong Bay, celebrate it with special meals and celebrations. So let me tell you what is going on around town. On February 1st, Pinellas Park, Sheer Artistry on Park Boulevard, noon to 4, does food, refreshments, and live entertainment. This is their annual Lunar New Year customer appreciation celebration, but it is an excellent way to give back to the community. There is a Kind Mouse food drive. There will be live entertainment and delicious snacks. So that is the number one thing that will be fun. Head on over to Tampa Bay on February 1st, 11:30 to 4, for a lively, family-friendly celebration at Waterworks Park. It is the Suncoast Association of Chinese Americans, SACA, annual Chinese New Year event. It offers rich cultural experiences, including lion and dragon dances, traditional Chinese dancing and music, Peking opera performances, and martial arts demonstrations. And if you're wondering, yes, New York City and San Francisco both have some of the largest Chinese New Year celebrations. My San Diego used to do it up big, close down the streets. It is a wonderful time to explore this rich culture. On February 4th from 7:30 to 9, you can go to New Tampa Performing Arts Center and experience Asian culture and celebrations popular in Japan, like Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, and the Matsuri festivals with Tampa Taiko. They'll bring traditional music and dancing styles to the stage, including the Chinese lion dance, a 3,000-year-old Chinese tradition that symbolizes prosperity, luck, and happiness. On February 8th, the Chinese American Association of Tampa Bay will showcase the Jasmine Flower Gala Show, and that will be over at the Straz. It is an enchanting performance celebrating Chinese culture through music, dance, and storytelling. It's a perfect event to experience the beauty and artistry of this vibrant holiday. And for those of you who have seen Shen Yun at the Mahaffey and other places, you understand that this is really... it's so breathtaking, from the costumes to the music and the dance. You know, the Chinese zodiac calendar is best described as a 12-year cycle represented by 12 animals in this order: rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, this year's 2025, animal, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. And your personal zodiac animal is determined by your birth year. So, that is incredible. Children born in the last lunar calendar year were dragons, and those who will be born on or after Lunar New Year 2026 will be horses. We will post a link to that year of birth chart on the article that goes with this. So followers believe that for each Chinese zodiac sign, luck depends largely on the positions of the Tai Sui, a collective name for the stellar deities thought to rotate parallel to and in the opposite direction of Jupiter. It's really a lot of fun. Festivities on the Lunar New Year often last 15 days, sometimes more, and it begins a week ahead with festive cakes and puddings made on the 24th day of the last lunar month. And the word for cakes and puddings is Gao Mandarin and Gru in Chinese, Cantonese. I probably said that wrong, but it's the same as eating as the word tall. And that means eating these treats is believed to lead to improvements and growth in the common year. And if you haven't yet prepared that, you can find a recipe for turnip cake, which is a beloved Lunar New Year dish, online. And so that is a way to celebrate and invite good fortune. So I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I wish everyone a happy Lunar New Year. It is the year of the snake. Stay tuned for more in our upcoming Let's Go Guides and Weekend with Weiser. Thanks for tuning in.